So I got some friends of mine that are already picking on me about talking about turkey season during deer season, but that's just how much I believe in Bloodline Custom Calls. These guys are out of Ruston, Louisiana, good group of guys, and even better group of turkey hunters. These guys not only are building calls, but they know what they're supposed to sound like during go time. So give them a look, Bloodline Custom Calls, Facebook and Instagram. And if nothing else, man, chat with them. Send them a direct message. These guys will talk back with you. And who knows, you may even give them a call and talk to them. A good group of guys that you really need to get looking at for their turkey calls, for their merchandise, and just for overall, if you like to turkey hunt, these are the guys you want to talk to. Bloodline Custom Calls. Go check them out. I promise you, you're going to be impressed. Every single week, I'm learning something new about the Wise Eye Trail Camera. What I've learned this week, the trigger speed is impressive. I've got the camera set up under an oak tree, and that's different from corn and rice brim because I don't have a set spot for these deer to come. They could be anywhere underneath the canopy of this tree, and I've got it set up so well that when they get underneath that canopy and start feeding, I'm getting pictures. I'm getting pictures, clear pictures, cell phone pictures in the middle of nowhere. Wise Eye Trail Cameras. Go check them out, wiseeyetechnologies.com. Amazon has got them. You can go to Amazon and get you some. Go down to K&M Coffee Courts and Camo in Farmerville if you want to put your hands on some. They've got some. I'm telling you, these cameras are something you really, really, really want to look into. You're going to like them. Well, this week's podcast isn't very long. It's a short one, but it's a sweet one. Got some great information in it. Jordan Parker from Houghton, Louisiana, killed one more big deer. That's what they call a big old good one. 181-inch big old good one. Nice deer. Long times. Long main beams. Big heavy horn, dude. It's a good story. You want to listen to it. Jordan tells a good story. I like it. We talked about all kind of stuff. Short and sweet, to the point. Hope you like it. This time of the year in Area 2 is really, really hot. Got a guy right now from Houghton, Louisiana, Jordan Parker. Jordan, thank you for coming on talking with me, man. I know it's kind of late, but like I said before, I want to get this story told because it's such an impressive animal.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, man. Tell me about your in Houghton and, a little bit about your hunting style.
Man, I'm in the lawn business with my dad. I've been doing that since I was, a baby. And my grandpa and my dad both got me hunting around when I was 4 or 5 years old. And they always told me I'd shoot my first deer when I was 5. My grandpa took me, and I shot my first deer when I was 5. Ever since, I've been hooked, man. I loved it.
It's fun when you can get in there and kill deer and especially at a young age, it's when you can do that, it's addicting, it kind of gets you plugged in, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, what styles hunting do you like to do? You rifle hunt, bow hunt, what all do you like to do?
Man, I like to bow hunt a little bit, but then I really like rifle hunt, man. I love shooting deer with a rifle.
Yeah. I noticed that rifle you got in that picture, man. That's a sweet looking little gun.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. 6.5 Creedmoor.
Yeah. How long you been shooting that one?
I've been shooting it for about 6 years now.
So you like it? I've heard several, I've heard good and bad. And some people say it's the bullet that you shoot.
Man, I love it. And I'm just going to tell you, it's a lot of people say it's a bad gun. You got to shoot them this way and that way. I agree. It's really shot placement. Shot placement, it's all what it is.
Yeah, of course, that's going to be with anything. You kill a deer with a .22, you put him in the right spot.
But me and my dad, we don't shoot store-bought bullets. We shoot reloads.
Oh, do y'all reload yourself, or you get them from somebody?
My dad's got a buddy that does it for him.
I got you. Yeah, those reloads, man, that's, the difference in that from what I've seen is, man, some of those loads will be really, really hot. I mean, like,
yes,
man, I got a reload on a .357 one time. And I was hell bent. I wanted to kill a deer with that .357.
Yes,
and my buddy, he said, okay. So I go out. He gave me some of his hand-loaded bullets. And he said, all right. He said, they kind of hot. And because they was real hot. I mean, they did the damage, but, man, it, It did a number on that deer.
Yes, sir.
So what kind of what grain? You know what grain bullet you shoot?
140 grain. It's a Hornady casing with a Barnes tip.
Okay. 140 grain. That's
Barnes, AccuBarnes.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, man. I'm a believer in those Barnes. I don't rifle hunt a whole lot, but when I do, you know, it's either them or Federal Premium. I love some Federal.
Yes, sir.
So, let's see. You out there? Do you do anything besides deer hunting and hunting?
Man, I duck hunt. I got some coon dogs, and I got a lab, but that's about it.
What kind of coon dogs you got?
I got a walker. I got a Jit walker.
Oh yeah, pretty good dog.
Yes, she's good.
You know, some people don't do much anymore, man. When I was a kid, everybody used to coon hunt, man. That was a big deal, and now it's few and far between.
Yes, sir. Very few people got them.
You sell a hide, or do you do what do you do with them?
No, we just get coons off feeders and stuff like that.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, look, man. What kind of style? I don't want to get to your hunt too fast because I want to try to, but I'm about to die to hear about it. You know, I mean, that deer is beautiful. And I want to tell you something else, man. Thank you for taking time to take good pictures. The picture that I saw was on the Colfax, was it that Colfax banking or whatever it is? They got that picture contest. And I'm going to tell you, man, that's what caught my attention was the number one, the quality of the picture, and then the quality of the deer. That's just, it was beautiful.
Hey, my dad's a picture taking man.
I'm believing that, man. I'm a firm believer.
He knows all the angles.
Yeah. I got to tell him, I said, I appreciate it because it just, you know, pictures tell a story so much better than words ever could. And
yes,
when you take time to, you know, to dress up the setting and maybe dress up deer a little bit, make it not so bloody and whatnot, and you know, do something with that tongue. Everybody's got to deal with that tongue when in the
yeah,
and it just makes for such a beautiful, beautiful photograph.
Yes, sir.
You know, one thing I noticed about your deer, and I showed it to a friend of mine at work. I said, "This is one of those deers you ain't got a long arm. You barely got your arm is just kind of halfway sitting right there beside you, you know, and
yeah,
you ain't got the long arm out one to make him look big."
No.
All right, brother. So I guess let's transition. Talk to me about this deer in particular. Tell me, did you know he was out there or anything like that?
Man, I'll be straight up honest with you. On this day right here, let me find it real quick. It was in September. September the 27th is the first picture I've ever seen of this deer.
Really?
Never seen this deer in my life. Until this year, he just showed up on September 27th, and I've been feeding him ever since then.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Has he been in a daylight or anything since September?
Oh, I got several daylight pictures.
Golly.
Yes, sir. I had to hush my mouth and
kept feeding. Yeah, I bet you couldn't talk about that one, could you?
No, sir. No, sir.
So what are you feeding him?
I was feeding him straight corn and rice bran.
Okay. And he was in there regular, huh?
Every single day.
Was he by himself or were you running with something else?
Well, he'd come in there by himself every now and then. And then he started running with 2 or 3 8 points and a full point. Okay. And then it was when I seen them small bucks show up, he's finna show up, and then boom, he's right behind them.
Really?
Yes, sir.
How about that? And then
they all split back up. And then he's a big deer. He just likes by himself, I guess.
Yeah.
Because at first my dad pointed out to me when he first showed up, he said, "You notice how he's eating out of one side of the trough?" I said, "That's a smart deer." And then I said, "All right, well, I'm just going to back out of there and just feed him, not go in there." And then he started moving around the trough, and then he started getting more comfortable showing up daylight and this and that.
I got you. That's impressive. So y'all feed out of troughs?
I got a boss buck feeder.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying now. You like that boss buck? I know several people that feed out boss buck.
Man, I love it. But in Arkansas, we hunt in Arkansas too. Man, the bears love to push them over.
Yeah, I can believe that. Now, did y'all in Arkansas, did y'all get part of that bear season?
The what?
South Arkansas, some of South Arkansas is going to have bear season this year. Did y'all, were y'all in that?
I don't know. I don't. I ain't hunted where my dad's hunted in a long time.
I got you. Yeah. Yeah, part of South Arkansas has got a bear season. First time they've had a bear season in several years. And, yes, sir. You know, it's just eat up with bears. And like you said, man, any type of a feeder like that, a big feeder like that, they're going to try to knock it over because there's so much food in there.
Yes, sir.
So the deer's coming in the daylight.
Yes, sir.
Did you try to get after him with a bow, or did you
I didn't even try to go after him with a bow. I went and sat at the bow stand one time, and I seen some deer. I didn't see him, and I just knew I'd get too nervous with a bow. I just leave him alone, let him feed. I just keep feeding him and keep feeding him until rifle season opened. I just wanted to shoot him with a rifle.
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know many people that wouldn't have tried to push it. That's patient. That's very patient of you, because I would have pushed it.
I patted the deer real quick because he was bedding not even 100 yards from my feeder.
Ah, I got you.
And he knew when I was coming in there when I wasn't in there type deal. Mm-hmm. And I just knew I was going to kill him chasing doe. That was the only way I was going to kill him, because he knew when I was coming in there and when I was leaving. Because he always, when I'd go hunting, when rifle season opened, I'd go in there. And as soon as I get out of the stand, he'd be there 15 minutes later.
Really? So he knew. He knew.
Yes, sir. I guess so.
You know, I talked to a guy not long ago up here where I'm at in Union Parish. He killed a 147-inch deer with a crossbow. And, you know, he knew the deer. He saw it, you know, on camera, this, that, and the other. And he ended up shooting it. And after he killed the deer, he was down there at a stand doing something and walked up on the bed for this buck. He said, I know it was that buck's bed because it was just so big. He said, and it was looking dead at my stand, right where I come in. Or not, yeah, right where he would come down to feed, you know.
Yes.
And I asked him, I said, well, if he could see you, why do you think he came out? He said, because I don't go get in my stand in that same direction. He said, I go on the other side. And so the deer thought that he could see Terry. But Terry actually was coming from a different angle to get in the stand. So the deer didn't think he was there when he was actually there. So I think you're on to something when you say he's bedding and knows exactly when you're feeding. Because
but then I did what exactly what you said. I changed coming in directions. I started coming from behind the stand, from the side of the stand.
When you figured out he knew that when you was there?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. Golly, that's good stuff. Man, that's cool. That's cool. So let's see, you killed him yesterday, right?
I killed him Sunday evening.
Sunday evening, okay, Sunday evening. And see, the last deer I did on a podcast was killed Sunday morning. And it was 180. Okay. His was right there with yours. I think Lee's was 182, and they got yours at 181, right?
Yes, sir.
Man. Them some big deer.
Yes, sir.
Big deer. So give me the lowdown on that day. You know, when you, or the days leading up to it when you knew you were going to go in there.
Yeah, the story gets even better. So, about 3.5 weeks ago, the deer disappeared. I didn't have a buck on camera 3 weeks. And I got real nervous. I kept feeding. Just had nothing but does at night. That was it. Not even daylight pictures of nothing. I started switching stands, started seeing bucks chasing, and I just knew they were chasing, so I wasn't going to have any bucks on camera. Well, then 2.5 weeks go by, and last week, the rain we got Friday, my dad told me, "You need to be in the stand, they're going to move. You need to be in the stand, they're going to move." Well, I didn't go. Went to the duck camp. Checked my camera at 5:48, he was standing at my feeder.
Golly.
And I checked it, and right before him was a hot doe. So I knew that there was a hot doe at my stand. And Saturday night, the evening before I went in there and killed him, Saturday night, 6 different bucks, shooter bucks, was in there checking that feeder. I told myself either he's going to be there in the morning or the evening. And sure enough, I eased in there about 2:30 Sunday evening. And I didn't see a deer till 4:50, and it was that hot doe. She come out to the feeder. She fed for about 5 minutes, and she kept looking behind her. And I knew there was a buck behind her, but I didn't think it'd be him. And I just happened to look up, and I seen a deer just sitting there looking at me. He just stuck his head out, and he come out, and it was him. And when I seen him, I just like, oh, my God, that's him. So I grabbed the gun, put the gun up, looked at his head one time, said, all right, that's him. Took safety off, put the crosses on his shoulder, and pulled the trigger.
Mm. Did he fall right there?
He took 10 steps and fell dead.
Okay. That 6'5" did some work, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, man, hey, what were you thinking for those weeks that you didn't have him on or anything on camera? What was going through your mind?
I did not sleep.
I bet you didn't. You know, I was
real, real nervous. I thought somebody killed him. I got scared. You know, somebody moved on top of me. I thought they pushed him out of there. I just got nervous. I got scared. I thought there was gone. You and know, then that Friday evening when we got that rain, he was standing at my feet at 5:48.
I think there was a lot, because I had this, about the same thing now that you talk about it, right before last weekend, my trail camera activity slowed significantly as well.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if a lot of people did, you know? You talk to any of your buddies?
Man, most of my buddies, they got pictures of bucks, but I don't know. It was weird, man. I didn't have a buck, not even a spike on camera for 2.5-3 weeks.
So you went from having a 180-inch deer on camera to not even barely getting anything. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How much did he weigh?
205.
Wow, that's a big deer. Now, well, for here, where I'm at, that's a big deer. But now, Houghton, that's Webster Parish, isn't it?
No, sir, this is Bossier Parish.
Bossier Parish, okay. I knew you guys was over there close.
Yes, sir.
Now, would you consider that the Red River Delta? I don't know if that's going to get in a delta or not over there.
No, sir.
Okay. Now, is that a big body deer for over there for y'all?
Man, some of the deer, like 3.5-4 years old, they should be over 215, 220 most of the time.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So he really wasn't that big, to be honest, for his age.
Yeah.
He should have been way bigger. I just think he was just chasing a bunch, lost some weight.
Yeah, sounded like he'd been chasing for a couple weeks.
Man, he stunk bad.
Really?
Oh, bad, bad.
Do you have any buck sign around that stand?
Sir?
Do you have any, like, paws or rubs around that stand that you think are him?
Every day I counted 6 scrapes and 19 rubs one evening.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was all done in one night, I think, because I walked out one morning, and I counted 2 or 3 scrapes, or I counted 1 scrape and 2 rubs. Come back the next morning, I shined a light, and every tree around me was tore up.
So you think maybe he just wasn't coming out? He may have still been in the area, but just wasn't coming out to that feeder and around it.
He wasn't leaving the bottom. He never left that bottom, I don't think. I think he stayed in that bottom, just roamed that bottom.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That sounds like, because if he's doing, if there's that much activity, then he's going to be in there close. So it just sounds like you just said, he was just a little bit farther down.
I knew he wasn't going to leave, because I had almost 10 does in one picture at the feeder. So I knew there was some good does in there for him. He wasn't going to leave.
Now, after you've killed him and word's traveling, has anybody come up and said, hey, I've been hunting that deer for years?
Man, I've heard a couple stories before I even killed him who's been hunting him.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir, because I just showed a couple of my buddies. I knew they wouldn't say nothing. But one of my buddies, he worked with a guy. He's a taxidermist on I think, Bodkaw over there, Harmon Kaysen. I know he hunted him for 4 years, and I heard he had him in bow range 4 times.
I know. I'm friends with Harmon on Facebook. And
yes, sir.
He's a killer, man. That dude, he can get on, man.
I heard he had him in bow range 3 or 4 times and couldn't get a shot.
Wow, that's crazy.
When I heard that, I knew I had to kill that deer.
Yeah, because he was going to get him otherwise.
Yes, sir.
Anybody, you think anybody, how far, that's another good question. How far would that be from you?
I had no idea.
Okay.
No idea.
I had a friend of mine a couple years ago killed a really, really nice 10 point around here. I think it's about 140 something inches. And yeah. He killed it right at daylight. And like 2 hours before that deer was, they have another stand, and his cousin has a stand that was 5 miles away. For real, 5 miles as the crow flies. And that deer 2 hours before was at that stand five miles away.
Wow.
And his cousin ended up killing him that morning, right at daylight.
Wow.
So they will travel this time of the year for sure.
That is crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, man, you got the measurements of that deer, will you, handy?
I do not. My dad has them on his notebook at the house, at his house.
Yeah. They look, that deer, do you remember how wide it was?
He was 17 and a half.
Okay. It got some long tines on him, too.
Both sides. One was 24 and 3/8, and the other was 25 and 11/8.
That's going to be your main beams?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, those long, and he's got, how many points did it end up being?
13, or no, he's got, I think, 12 scoreable points.
Yeah. And they long. Ooh-wee, they long.
Yes, sir, they're real long.
Hi, dude. Well, look, man, that's all I needed. I just wanted to hear the story, and because that thing is so pretty. It is so pretty.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it.
Well, look, man, you have your good evening, and I appreciate you taking time.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it.
All right, now. I told you, short, sweet, and to the point. Jordan Parker, man, that's a great deer. Something that out of area too that you don't see hardly ever any 180-inch deer that come out of area too. And now we got two of them in a span of like just a few hours. You know, Jordan killed his deer Sunday afternoon, and Lee killed his deer the podcast before this one on Sunday morning. So look, man, I'm telling you, area two is starting to heat up. Anytime you get around Thanksgiving up here, man, you better be in the woods. If you've got vacation days, you better start putting in for them, because I really got a good feeling Thanksgiving week is going to be, as usual, the week. Hey, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Tell your friends about this podcast. Give me a good review on iTunes, Spotify, man. Anywhere you can get your podcast, that's where these things are going to be. Tell your friends, tell your family. I'm trying to grow this thing, trying to make it something special for everybody around here. I love to tell deer stories. So if you got somebody that you think would make a good interview with a good deer, put me on, man. Anyway, my name is Greg Hicks. This is the Antlers and Hicks podcast. And as always, I'm encouraging you guys to live your life past 20 yards. We'll see you next time.